Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
I'm Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmid. See Sparky Pfeiffer, two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler here as well. 414-799-1250 is how you join us live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. If you're at work, got to fire off an email, but you got to let us know what you're thinking, and the boss won't know that you're on the phone. You just fire off an email live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. We'll read it on the air. We can also do it on Twitter if you can get on Twitter on your work computer. It's 105.7 FM, The Fan. Facebook and Twitter. We're still on Facebook. We're like your grandmother. 414-799-1250. Who's next? Yelich, Giannis, or A-Rod? Who brings the next most valuable player trophy for their respective league to the state of Wisconsin? Or Wisconsin, as it felt like last night, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
I think Yelich wins and then Rodgers wins. But the question is who wins first. Yelich will have the first opportunity because the regular season will be done before Rodgers' regular season is done. So I'll say Christian Yelich wins MVP first, but then Rodgers will win MVP, and then I have no idea about Giannis.
So you are saying that it'll be a clean sweep for 2019. It will be Giannis Antetokounmpo winning 2018-2019 MVP in the NBA. Christian Yelich in the National League in 2019. And that would be his back-to-back.
Right.
And then Aaron Rodgers wins 2019 NFL MVP.
19-20, yep.
Okay, here we go. Who's next for you? 414-799-1250. But more importantly, Gary Ellerson. Who's next?
Well, how about that? I mean, it's just the way it's set up that way. I mean, the way Yelich is playing. Who's the guy with the Dodgers?
Cody Bellinger.
That's it, right? It's those for me, mm-hmm. It's just those two. And, you know, obviously it's going to be about the playoffs. Now, where the Brewers are going to be in the playoffs, we don't know. Dodgers got the best record in baseball, I believe. So that's a feather in his cap right now. But and it's going to probably come down to that, how well your baseball team is playing, because I think that does matter. But right now, if you're looking at those three, Yelich is in line to, like, win it right now. He's got numbers right now. Those other two guys really hadn't played yet. They got to come back around again. Aaron Rodgers, that jury for me is still out on Rodgers. I don't know how he's going to do. Tomorrow, maybe we get into this topic with Rodgers calling his own plays. I heard Bill Michaels do something. I think they got some sound from Brett Favre talking about him. The jury is still out on Aaron Rodgers on how well he's going to do, blah, blah. I heard some stuff today, too, and I listen to 411 Network all the time. I heard some stuff on the day 411 Network says that why is all this stuff being public about Aaron Rodgers and the play calling? He goes, who's putting that out there? Why is the media picking that all up? I think that's a great question, too. So, but for me, I don't know about Rodgers. I don't know how that it's going to mesh. I mean, am I concerned about it? No, we'll wait and see how it's going to happen. But I just hate for all that noise to come out. Giannis, I think Giannis, I mean, I saw him last night, man. The guy's committed, right?
It's hard not to feel like he could go off a run, right? Run off like 3, 4, 5 of
right?
these things.
The guy is committed, man. He's committed. And so
it appears the NBA is committed to
right.
him.
Right. And I think he goes back this offseason. I think he looks at tape. I think he looks at way Toronto played him. I think you'll see a different. He just seems committed. Committed to me. But I agree with Steve. I think if it can happen, that's the way the order probably could happen.
I'm believing it's going to be Giannis. And part of it is for the fact of that, like you just said, Gary, I believe the dude is going to come back into the offseason and be even better than he was this year. He's improved leaps and bounds seemingly every single year that he's come into the league. You talked about it with Aaron Rodgers. You already know the possibilities of some dysfunction with the play calling, who's going to be calling the plays, who's he throwing to, who's his second wide receiver behind Devontae Adams.
All that
in line. And then it also comes back to my complete distrust and disdain for the Baseball Writers Association of America and them finding one way to screw this up when a guy is dominating in every statistical category. But let's give it to the big market because this guy won last year. Mm-hmm. They have this major feeling that they don't want to give people back-to-back MVPs unless you're one of the greatest people of all time that they believe is Miguel Cabrera because he never says no to an interview.
Neither does Christian Yelich, I don't think. I just think it's a situation where what I'm banking on for Yelich is if we ever get into the 80s consistently here, and as that heat comes in and all that fun stuff happens at Miller Park, that ball carries even more. I think he's going to get on a home run tear like he hasn't gotten on yet when you put him in Miller Park with some warm weather. I mean, he's doing it right now in rather cool temperatures in Miller Park. You know, he's already on a tear. What are you talking about? No, I mean, I think he can get on a tear, like where he hits like maybe 6 or 7 in a week at Miller Park or something stupid. Mm. That type of tear. I don't think what he's doing really changes all that much throughout the course of the year, but I think with that park and with some heat and all that fun stuff that goes along with it, and then you give him a full Miller Park to get behind him in some playoff baseball and get the juices flowing a little bit. I just think Yelich's second half, I think he just steps out and pulls away from Bellinger in the second half.
And some of the other baseball analytic numbers, like the wins above replacement, how you factor that in, defensive metrics, and how you run the bases, how many times you get on, how many guys you have in front of you, and your basic how many wins you are worth. Cody Bellinger has Christian Yelich beaten that category right now, as well as batting average. But everywhere else, Christian Yelich has dominated him. But seemingly, the national pundits want to believe that it's Bellinger's to lose when Christian Yelich still has 28 home runs. Leroy Butler, who's next? Who brings the hardware back to Wisconsin first? Christian Yelich, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or Aaron Rodgers?
Well, That's a good question because I think all three has an opportunity, but although I think Aaron would be last out of these two.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, he got all the new stuff going on. They've gone through the new with it, their new manager, new coach. They've gone through it. You would think that the based on free agency on Sunday, how good the East is going to be or how bad the East is going to be, it's a good chance that Milwaukee would be able to go all the way to the finals again. Have an opportunity to go to the finals in the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, depends on what Kawhi does. When you say Yelich, to me, I don't know how hard, and we talked about this before, I don't know how hard it is to win back-to-back MVPs, and we looked it up, and I think Bonds and some lot of other people did it. And you would think about who's the most marketable to do that. Because the numbers were saying, I'm not a numbers guy, you would say that Yelich won it in a small market. Okay, I get it. But his team was in first place, and they were the hottest team, so that drove his own narrative. If for some reason the Dodgers just blow out their division and they're going to go back to the, you know, World Series and all that kind of stuff, and Bellinger's going to have an edge, regardless of what the numbers say, even though I think Yelich can hit 60 home runs, but if his team is not winning or not in first place, the baseball writers, they're going to you can probably just give it. Well, he won it already. Let's just give it to Cody. I mean, Bellinger. So, but if I had to sit here today, I would say Yelich would be the easiest one to get his team to win another MVP and get his team close to winning a title. You know, you would just see that it's only really two teams can keep you from doing that based on what I look at. Obviously, the Cubs because they're nearest dear to you. And I would think it would be the Dodgers because that's the team that seems to be in your way all the time. Those are the team you got to beat. So it's a good question, though, I really think. But if we had to rate them, I think that Yelich would be one, Giannis would be two, and Aaron would be three because of all the changes.
There's no changes at Wendy's. They just make good food and help you out for dinner every single night.
Consistently the best. Hey, Mom and Dad, it's dinner time and you've worked overtime, so you have no time. But that doesn't mean you have to cut corners. Wendy's Quality Kids Meals have everything your kids like for just $1.99 after 4 o'clock. That's right, after 4 o'clock, $1.99 kids meals. And now you guys can get something for yourself, too. At participating Wendy's for a limited time. And speaking of parents by themselves, some food, always a good choice to use the made-to-crave menu because it just got an upgrade, a chicken upgrade. just when you thought the made to crave menu couldn't get any more delicious. Wendy's has a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches joining the ranks. Introducing the avocado BLT sandwich, the sauce-em bacon chicken sandwich, and my favorite, the barbecue chicken sandwich. Three bold choices packed with flavor. So, why settle for basic? You can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken. Go ahead and satisfy those cravings with any one of Wendy's epic choices.
They all have an MVP, but who brings home the next one? Christian Yelich, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or Aaron Rodgers in that order? How's Leroy Butler had it? How do you have it? 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show back on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bill Babytow, Schmidt, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, two former Packers, Leroy Butler, and Gary Ellerson hanging out with you till 6 o'clock here on The Fan. When you ask who's next, Christian Yelich, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or Aaron Rodgers, who brings home an MVP to Wisconsin, now all officially MVP winners as Giannis crowned last night? Leroy, you had brought up something about the uncertainty of Aaron Rodgers and everything that goes along with the Green Bay Packers at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Albeit Aaron Rodgers' production goes back to the levels that we had seen it before. Do you believe that that would then bode better for him to win the award, win an MVP? Say he returns to 39 touchdowns and five interceptions or whatever it is in that realm, that the ilk that you've thought Aaron Rodgers would be. The NFL, knowing everything that he went through this year, if he can get back to those numbers, do you believe that he would then be the front runner to win the MVP?
I don't think so. I think people are looking not so much for Aaron Rodgers' performance. They know he's good enough to do that.
Sure.
They want to know, can he lead the team?
Yeah.
That's Super what they want to know. Super Bowl. If you can do that, put up, because we've seen a lot of quarterbacks, great quarterbacks, put up great numbers on bad teams. They'll just put him in that category. Well, you're just a great player on a terrible team, but did you lead this team? Now, he has no bearing on the defense, you know, being bad. But what you can do is control the clock to keep them off the field. What you can do is don't turn the ball over. And plus, you can do like what people always want people to do, to look like the rah-rah guy instead of Jay Cutler. To me, that's kind of a silly argument, but people look for that kind of stuff. They want to know, can you turn this team around and put this team in a position to do what Yelich did, really? He went from his team coming up from Miami. Matter of fact, I got a gold nugget for Yelich used to be in Jacksonville and double-A ball and play with their affiliate up there. So people used to see him play. So they knew he was going to be pretty good. Gene Frenette provided me with that information, talking about actually Gamble went to Bishop Kenny, both of those brothers in Jacksonville, Florida as well. So to me, this season for Aaron Rodgers, to me, is not about numbers, because I expect that. What for me, I want to see the cohesiveness, tough word, on offense, for people to say he's back to his MVP form, but the team just looks better. Yelich, all he has to do is just hope somebody pitched to him. Yeah, I dare you.
He's that good.
Yeah. You really going to pitch to me?
Right. He doesn't have to worry about calling plays or nothing.
No, he ain't got to worry about none of that. All I got to do is go up there, hope the guy in front of me gets on. Mm-hmm. If they're not on, I'm going to hit a home run. If they're on, I'll hit a double so both of us can score later. That makes, to me, is a bigger impact.
Okay.
To me. So Aaron has a lot to deal with. A lot of these guys really don't have a lot to deal with.
There will be more eyeballs, I believe, on Aaron Rodgers than there has ever before. So if he's able to put those kind of numbers up, Gary, and you guys are right, wins are how you get these awards. When you talk about most valuable player, most of the time it comes from the best team. So say he's 11-5 and gets his numbers back into that realm, does he have a better chance than he ever has to bring home the MVP?
No, he's got to get to the Super Bowl in order to. And so then he'll obviously, if he gets to the Super Bowl, he'll have MVP numbers. For the first time, I heard someone today, another former player, said something that was similar to what I had been saying about Aaron Rodgers too. Now, here's what he said, that if all this stuff keeps coming about Rodgers calling plays and not calling plays, and it just doesn't go right for the Packers, I can just say if it just goes wrong, 7-9, and it's a calling plays, he says Aaron Rodgers will not be absolved from criticism this year. It will not define his career or who he is But then you just know what you're dealing with and the kind of coach you're going to have to go with him, because he will be the only remaining person here that they kept outside the guy that they got rid of last year. So we just got to wait and see how all this stuff shakes out with Rodgers. I don't know. I mean, you can predict 13-3. I mean, that's good. You can predict 12-4. I'm most certainly not going there now because I don't know. Now, you and I are here talking about maybe going to Green Bay to – 27th and the 28th, I believe, of July. I think training camps open the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go and see that training camp for me to give you a good, honest assessment on what I and it's almost like a feel thing for me on how stuff is going, how practice is organized, what Rodgers looked like, what the system looked like. Because right now, I'm kind of flying blind in what this, how all this is coming together. And as a former player, you kind of know what it looks like and feel like. And you can pick up different cues, what guys are doing and what guys are not doing. Right now, I don't know. I mean, it is the
truth. Yeah, because you've never seen this kind of practice structure that you're seeing, at least in these reports.
It's unknown. It's truly unknown.
So Forrest Gregg never played music while you guys were doing team?
Music? Yeah, he had some music for you, all right.
A lot of four-letter bands.
Right? I got some music for you.
Same track on repeat.
Yeah, it is totally unknown what the Packers are doing right now. I mean, you may have an idea defensively of what they want to do, but I think defensively, I will say this. One thing I think I do know about the Packers, I do feel good about, I think defensively, I think they can be better than what they were last year.
And Aaron Rodgers only had two top 10 defenses in his career.
Yeah.
One of those, he won a Super Bowl, Sparky, and the other was an MVP season for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's all true. But again, it's all going to come down to his relationship with Matt LaFleur.
Absolutely.
And Hackett, and how they're all going to get together and be on the same page going forward. That's really what this is all going to come down to. The defense can be better, and that's fine. But if the offensive key components aren't on the same page and pulling in the same direction, it's not really going to be nearly as effective as it could be if everybody is going in the same direction with the same goal in mind.
Put that quarterback coach in there too, Steve.
Sure. Yeah,
he's too. Heck,
yeah.
Heck,
no, that's the coordinator.
Offensive coordinator. Getsy is the quarterback.
Throw him in there too.
Former wide receivers guy. But
look, a lot of coaches.
I just, at the end of the day, I think that Rodgers and the Revenge Tour take this thing over, and I think he ends
revenge
up with the MVP.
Revenge for what, Steve? What are you getting revenge for?
Revenge for everybody saying that, you know, giving McCarthy credit and everything else, and then going after Rodgers last year. I'm telling you, I just think it's going to be, look, I'm going to show you how good I am. Y'all want to rip me and say that I shouldn't have all this control and it should be all about McCarthy and this and that. It's going to be out to prove everybody that he can still play at a high, high level, because face facts, 2 years ago he was hurt. Last year it wasn't the best of seasons, especially from a team standpoint. Numbers may look okay statistically, but from a team standpoint, they didn't make the playoffs again. They haven't been making the playoffs all that much, actually, in the last few years. So he's got something to prove. And I think he's like Michael Jordan, like Kobe Bryant, some of these other guys. They hear everything. They read everything. They use it as motivation. They put chips on their shoulder, and it's what they use to drive themselves. And I think he's going to use it and kind of have his own little personal revenge tour here, where he's going to go out there and put up a huge year. I really do. I think it's going to be an MVP type
t-shirts.
Year.
I'm making t-shirts, because if this revenge tour goes on, Leroy,
be the most
I am making sure there's
tour,
some money for him.
That'll be the most lame tour ever.
I'm making t-shirts. It's say lame. That right now. I'm making t-shirts.
Similar to the Brett Favre's revenge tour when he was with the Vikings.
Revenge for what? There's no
for
revenge.
Saying the Packers were wrong for letting him go and not keeping him over Rodgers.
I'm not
he used that as motivation for the entire year.
See, and his
and
his,
then what happened?
Well, he got to within one play of the Super Bowl and threw an interception.
Well, damn Tracy Porter.
See,
but still, it was the best year of his career.
You don't want his career to be all based on chips. Oh, it was a chip because San Francisco didn't get you number one.
Well, Michael Jordan used his whole career.
Michael Jordan is a different type of an athlete. And
well,
I just
how's
think,
that?
Well, because he would have manufactured something for the media to jump on to say that motivated him. That's the reason why I played baseball, because I told my dad I wanted to do it. Okay? That's the reason why.
You lost too much at the roulette table?
Allegedly. At the end of the day, just go win and be who you are. Just be good. When you're good. I mean, just you don't need all of that. He don't need that. Because whether he should know this or not, don't be real sensitive like Kevin Durant. Don't be like these guys. You can't answer
every
question.
Well, do you think Rodgers is sensitive or not?
Well, he could be in that category, okay. Especially if Steve is painting this picture like, okay, now I'm going to go be good. No, you're good.
No, you're just saying I'm going to kick ass and take names.
Yeah, I'm going to do like I've always done.
I got a booklet.
He needs to be great. He was good last year. He needs to be great. Aaron Rodgers was great. Aaron Rodgers is good now.
And he can't be great every
That's
year.
That's the difference.
But he can't be great every year. Sooner or later, you know, Father Time gets you. But what you could do is...
Was Tom Brady great last year?
Tom Brady.
Different athlete than Rodgers. He's not Michael Jordan. He's not Tom Brady.
He's not drama filled. He's not sensitive. He's just a guy. And that's why people love Brett Favre. He's just a guy. Tom Brady is not.
Oh, Favre had no drama around him at all.
But he manufactured a lot of it, though. Like I said, he was retired and all that. He did all that drama. It wasn't just drama. Tom Brady is never going to be the highest paid quarterback ever to play in this league. He will never be number one. Doesn't care.
It's because his wife's got all the money.
Then leave her out of it.
Bingo.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, but he's going
to get a wife like
that. Yeah, but he ain't spending her money anyway. He can't spend his own money.
Man, listen.
Like people say it all the time about him.
Tom Brady likes those ring ceremonies, okay? Stop it. That's what he likes. Y'all can do all this stuff. Like, no. He can't spend
all her money. No. Neither can she. So he doesn't have to support multiple assets.
You should keep it simple. Everybody should have an amazing wife, and I'm sure they do. I don't want it to be based on you're amazing just because you got money.
Wasn't that your boy Dak Prescott, what he had said? You know, Tom Brady can take a discount. He's not out here dating Instagram models.
Well, he need to go get in one there. I mean, get your model.
Prescott's about to find himself a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Sounds like the old Jerry Jones is really going to break out the Brinks truck for Dak Prescott.
Really?
Talk about somebody being worth it.
You know what? I'll say this. They had a poll. A lot of these polls are going to come out, so I'm telling the Packer fans now. I've seen some of these polls. They're going to be coming out.
Tell them more.
One just came out that says that the best fans are the Cowboy fans.
Okay? Oh, from Emory University.
Right.
Correct.
Yes. And I think the Packers were like fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
Don't get all bent out of shape about it. It's okay.
Roy, where do you have them at?
It's okay. I'm a little biased, of course, because they said one of the metrics was selling the stadium out. The Packers is the only stadium you can't get a ticket to for 25 years, and it's social media, of course, and other things. So, of course, I would think the Packers would be the best fan. They're the only ones that own the team. I know people don't like to hear that, but they're the only ones to do that.
We are the best.
They got the owner. So, but I wouldn't argue with people on social media. I would jump out there. Hey, blah, blah. No, you should already know this. You can just go back and look at the Packer fans since 1920, and saying, this is my team. I'm going to keep it here.
We're going to show those Bears who the best fan base is coming up on September
8th. The other team
are
just switching owners. I mean,
tell them what's up.
Yeah, you just wake up a billionaire and go buy a team. No, it's people that have blue-collar workers who are buying these tickets to keep this team around up in the same Brown County. Whether you like it or not, that's the best franchise because they put their money where their mouth is, and it's the fans.
Can you not use the term owner? Could you use the term governor, as Adam Silver would prefer for you to use?
Acting governor. I can use what I want. I don't know what he's talking about. I like him, by the way. He may one day be the commissioner.
You guys think Andrew Siciliano, dude from NFL Network, that he's got some big ears? Did you see your boy Adam Silver last night? He could have waved through and he could have been the Dumbo ride at Disney World. Goodness gracious.
He's okay with it. He's okay with it. The guy's amazing, though.
Yeah, sure he is.
Yeah.
Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. 34th caller to 414-799-1250 wins a pair of Summerfest tickets for Giannis Antetokounmpo last night, winning the MVP. And Kareem, it's Giannis. It's not Giannis.
It's okay.
It's Giannis.
They know who he is. He's MVP.
This dude has been back in Milwaukee. Gary, you were at the playoff game when they bring Kareem, right?
Don't do it. Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
Go ahead.
They bring Kareem to the playoff game. They brought him to the block party when they opened the new arena.
Yeah.
He was sitting right next to the dude.
Okay.
You don't know what your what his name is? Kareem.
I sit next to a lot of people's name I don't know.
Roy, if that dude played for the Green Bay Packers, you'd probably know his name.
But, hey, man. I'm just saying that, things happen. I don't flip out about it.
That'd be equivalent to Roy going on the Packer tour.
Yeah. Brett Favre right here, number four.
I could probably do that.
This is Devin Adams, wide receiver for your Green Bay Packers.
Hey, when they do that draft thing, when I do it, they give you the whole the card, how you say their name.
Yeah, and you got Jamon Moore's name perfectly right.
Well, you work at it, but sometimes things happen.
I mean, you did Jarrell Worthy. I mean, you said that name right, too.
Perfectly.
Bro. It's one thing if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was announcing him at the draft and had no idea how to say it. Well, fine.
No one even remembers that, really. I remember
late in the league for a while now.
I just remember Giannis' speech.
And I don't even care if you screw up his last name at this point, but
right.
Get the Giannis
at least get the Giannis part right, Kareem.
Just go Greek Freak. I mean,
that's what he goes, the Greek Freak. And, like, you could tell, like, he looked at the teleprompter, and they had the whole name spelled out, and he was like,
uh-oh.
Okay, here we go. Let's get this dry run in here.
I said, man, just come up and get this award. I don't know what your name is.
But still, man, Kareem, come on, man. Didn't seem like Kareem thought that was Milwaukee would recruit. Now, we're going to have John McNamara coming on here in the next couple of minutes, talk some Badger recruiting. They had a big week, big day yesterday as they get a couple inside linebackers today, add a quarterback from the state of California. What recruits better? And these are just cities.
Uh-oh. You finna start something.
Madison or Milwaukee?
What recruits better?
What city recruits better? Like you're coming into the state, you never lived in the state. Madison or Milwaukee? You've lived in both, Gary Ellerson.
That's tough. Because both are different cities, and they have pros and cons about
ages, about times in your life.
I'm going to say right now, I think Milwaukee.
Okay.
I think what Milwaukee has to offer right now is absolutely incredible. This whole Deer District thing is absolutely incredible. This whole thing they're doing downtown, they got a rooftop now downtown. They got a bar. They got a bar and rooftop downtown.
It's gorgeous, right? Like the fireplace, like in the middle there,
yeah,
where it gets like a little bit of fire. I haven't been there, but yeah,
I went up there
craziness.
A couple weeks ago. The grand opening, I was there. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, what they're doing down there and all that stuff, man, is unbelievable. Yeah, so I would say Milwaukee. If you bring any free agent, I would think, for the Milwaukee Bucks or the Brewers, if you bring them and bring them into the city and they go downtown and see what all that has to offer now.
Go college. Marquette, Wisconsin.
Okay, Marquette, Wisconsin would be Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Hands
all
down.
Day long.
Why does it change? You're still recruiting Milwaukee versus Madison, right?
Well, because of what you can do. Because you're 18 years old, you can't really go out and enjoy
the bars.
Yeah.
All that.
Unless you have the fake IDs.
Yeah.
And they're pretty tough down in Milwaukee. They'll lock that up.
Milwaukee right now, man, downtown is straight hot, grown up. Man, it is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We talk about those guys, those new owners, but they had a vision of what this place should be like, man. It is absolutely incredible.
Jordan Turner, one of the top recruits, a four-star recruit, inside linebacker that the Badgers just brought in. His quote was, "It was more of the atmosphere with the players. When I was there, they all seemed like they were brothers, and it's like a family there." And that's can recruit you to the school, but that city of Madison definitely recruits 18-year-old kids.
Well, 18-year-old kids.
Goodness gracious, get me over here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be here.
And they graduate.
As long as I can be.
And they graduate.
Right. And that's part of the reason why you graduate is because you're having so much fun. It makes it a whole lot easier to redshirt a year. You guys would know this better if
you're
liking the team that you're with.
Would you please go to Steve? Have a conundrum down there.
He's got a microphone. It's on.
Yeah, Adam McKelvey tweets out. Lorenzo Cain was in Los Angeles this morning to undergo the same cryotherapy procedure that has helped Ryan Braun in recent years. The pain in Cain's right thumb has become too much to bear and was affecting his play, Greg Council said.
And, why was he limping then?
And there was no wrong with his running.
There was no DL stint. No.
I heard he was running, hit his thumb up against his hip, and it swelled up.
Cain is on his way back from L.A. Now McKelvey says he will not be available tonight and may also have to miss Wednesday's game.
Why would you not just
put Grandal?
Because you don't want him to miss 10 games.
Yeah, that's why.
Or 10 days, however many games that is. I'd have to look it off.
Even better, you could just let him miss all the games up to the All-Star break. And then you get another week off. a full week off.
They're trying to win baseball games, Billy.
Lorenzo Cain's 310 on base percentage. Ain't helping you win a whole lot of baseball games right now.
Neither is Travis Shaw and Aguilar.
Eric Thames is.
He's not in the lineup.
Right!
That's what I said.
Pella Windows and Doors.
Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there, folks. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now, guys. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020, guys. Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, folks, you work with her and her entire team. They're there, guys, to make your job run smoothly, and don't worry about the rain, because they do it in all types of weather.
Don't matter.
The Pella team installs year-round. They got something else going on. What else they got going on?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the biggest things is saving money on the cooling bill. I mean, that's one of the biggest. I think all men think about that, because we often want it cooler, and our wives and the little girls, they want it a little bit warmer.
I like sleeping at 65.
Me and Roy like it at about 68 and some change. The girls like it at 77.
No thanks.
But whatever I put it, I want it to feel like that inside.
Put it.
And that's what Pella Windows and Doors can do for you. If you're looking outside your door, you can see the entire yard because your door doesn't fit. You need to give these guys a call today. 262-783-6600. 262. Now, what she told me, my therapist says, to don't do 6600, because my sixes sound like I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, which I am. So she says 6600.
Okay.
So people who are listening can follow what we're saying. I say, but I do it every day. She said, just listen to me. Don't say 6600, because some people can't register that like you can process. Only people who are listening from Florida know what you said. We need the entire country to know. So it's 262-783-6600.
That's Leroy Butler.
And Gary Ellison sent you.
Unbelievable. You guys are just absolute class acts. Another one that is a class act, John McNamara, joins us next from Rivals.com here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.